Hi, welcome to Versus Parent. In this episode, we're going to be talking about
your study habits.
Yes.
So we had a long discussion on Thursday about them. What do you remember from our discussion?
Well, I remember that I was sitting on the couch wanting to relax after I was playing some basketball, running around, and my dad brings out a whiteboard.
That's me.
So I start talking randomly, and he says, wait here for a second. This is about 10 minutes into this discussion. And he goes into the other room, and he brings out a whiteboard about the size of the average man's wingspan.
Okay.
And essentially starts writing about the different subjects, or not subjects in school, but subjects in life I'm going to need to worry about in high school.
Yeah.
And what's important and what's not.
Okay, right.
And the fact, so my dad's view is that I can't
have
any. You
can talk to me. I'm your dad, right
well,
here.
Well, your view is that I shouldn't have any friends, and I should only worry about grades.
Is that my view?
Yeah.
Really? What do you think? What do you imagine I would say about that view?
I would say I think it's great because that's what matters.
God. Okay. So for the record, it is not my view that you'd have no friends and no social life. My view is that you have to put academics first, and you have to make sure that you do well in your new high school, which is going to be academically rigorous. That's my view.
I don't think you understand. From all the people, from all the students that we've heard from, none of them have described it as rigorously as my dad has said. We talked to a freshman on the phone. He said that everything was completely manageable, and he's happy with his grades, and it's not too hard to keep up.
Yeah.
And I've seen on TikTok, it's people who play basketball 8 hours a day who has 101 GPA.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people, like, it's mostly, the reason I wanted to go to tech was because of the environment, and, you know, I wanted to change, and I feel like I'll be able to fulfill that without just completely stressing about my grades.
Yeah, I never said you should stress about your grades. All I said is they should get good grades. Stressing is not a requirement.
But I don't think it's a requirement to talk with me for 2 hours with a whiteboard either.
That is a requirement, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
So, a lot of our discussions are about the Cornell note system, which Liam right now doesn't...
He hates.
He's never used it. He's never used it, but he hates it already. And there's a reason he hates it. Why do you hate it?
Because it's too much work.
That's right. Because the thing about... So we were only talking about, like, if you don't know the Cornell system, it's on a page, you create a little division. And so, like, there's a part just for the heading and the date and the topic. And then there's a part for you to take notes, like during class. But then there's also a part where you have to, after school every day, make little summaries of your notes. And then you have another section at the bottom where you weekly review your notes and you make a second summary during the week. And the reason that's a system that works is because by doing that twice, reviewing twice, it really helps you to remember details. So that's the system. That's really it. So Liam, you really hate it. Like, you really don't like it. And then I was wondering, like, why don't you like it? Like what's the big deal? Like, who cares? And then we discovered why. So do you remember what you said to me about, like, your view of studying?
That it's pointless?
No, that's, yes, of course. But besides that it is your, we already established it, it's your job to study, right?
No.
No? Yes. Well, I'm telling you now.
You said it. We haven't established it.
I'm reiterating that it is most certainly your job to study and get good grades. Okay. So now, when you're doing that, what I heard you describe is, I don't really need to study every day. I'm going to study once a week.
That was a compromise. I don't think I have to study at all any day of the week.
But
the compromise was that I would study once a week.
Right.
And it wasn't actually studying. It would be reviewing.
Reviewing. Okay. And then we reviewed your idea. And what did we discover? That if we take one page of notes per class per day, how many pages of notes would you have then?
You claim 35.
Wait, per what?
Per week.
Per week. Right. Which, how many pages, how many classes do you think you're going to have?
We're going to have 10 periods total. And probably some lunch, some zero, some don't meet. So I'm going to say approximately what we agreed on is that 7 were going to be classes I take notes on.
Right. 7. Fine. And that's reasonable.
I don't think it's reasonable.
So let's say you have, I also think that you're going to have more than one page per class. Like, I don't think it'll just be
There's no way.
There's no way? We'll see. You'll see.
It's 40-minute classes.
Yeah.
There's okay. no way that they're going to be all lectures. We'll and even see. If it was an entire lecture, we'll I would not be able to fill up a page of notes.
You don't think so. That's actually the thing is that you don't know. You will.
But my thing is that I don't know a lot of things, but you make me do all of them now, and you won't let me figure them out later. What if I hate this Cornell system, still 3 years in the future, but you keep making me do it, and it doesn't work for me, and I'm not maximizing my potential?
If you learn the system... And you
don't I already learned the system. You don't, I could explain it perfectly to a, as you say, 5-year-old okay. who has no idea what I'm talking about.
Let me
about.
Rephrase.
It's a page of notes. At the top, you write the date and subject and your name.
Right.
And then there's three sections to the paper. One's on the left and one's at the bottom and one's on the right, which is like the bigger area.
Right.
The bigger area is just where you jot down notes from class.
Right.
The area to the left is that when you go home, you take out your paper. And for all your classes, you would write down, you would summarize or make details or right. do whatever and review those notes.
Right.
Seems reasonable enough if you don't ever do anything again. Okay, but the other idea of Cornell notes is at the end of every week, preferably on a weekend, you go and review every single one of your pages, which as you would say is 35, and then review them all at the bottom
right.
and write down on it.
Right.
That seems insanely unreasonable to me.
You will see, but the advantage of that is that you actually retain in your head what you need. And so one big misconception you have, and mark my words now, is that you have this fantasy that as long as you summarize the big picture of what your class was about, that's going to be good enough. And that's not good enough for the test, because in the test they're going to ask you about details, not the big picture. No one's going to say, Liam, approximately, what did we talk about on Monday? No, they're going to say, what was the day that Japan attacked the United States? So it's going to be a very specific question. And you're going to need to know that
April
date.
April 7th, 41.
No.
April 7th, 1941.
No. Perfect example. What are you being serious?
Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
December 7th.
Better. But if you answer April 7th, then you're going to get the question
April,
wrong.
And it was April 7th like 2 weeks
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. And that is exactly why you would write it down and review it so you would know that it is December and not April.
Okay, that's well, precisely right. Like it was such a big deal.
Yes, it's a big deal because firstly, it's the wrong date because different things happen in April. And secondly, because you're going to get it wrong on the test.
I agree. You never know. What if I don't get tested on
it? Yeah, believe me. Okay? You get plenty of things
okay,
wrong.
Well, there's one plus one question right in my high school
exactly,
experience.
Exactly. So the thing about it is that you think that it's going to be about the big idea, but it's going to be about details. And the second thing is that you don't want to study daily and weekly. Now, this time on the podcast, you're telling me that you're okay to study daily. You just don't want to review weekly.
I want to do one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm saying that what you actually need to do is to do both.
And who's that according to? According to you who
according
went to the same
to Dr.
high school
Dr.
40
Cornell.
Years ago?
Firstly,
Dr. Cornell.
Firstly, it's 30.
He sounds like a loser.
That's actually the guy who I think invented it. His name is Ken Blanchard, I believe. And he went to Cornell. So it is... you have to do both, Liam, because what you need to do is repetition in order for your brain to capture the details. That's
repetition
how your brain works.
Doesn't work for me.
It does work. It doesn't work because you've never tried it.
Here's the difference. So I know I have a friend, one of my closest friends, has a brother that goes to an also specialized high school.
Okay. Which school did he go to?
Lehman.
Okay.
And he hasn't studied a day in his life, and he still holds 100.
Great. I cannot speak to Lehman. I cannot speak to the brother. I don't know what his genius is. But I can tell you.
We have the same idea, and that's
same
that
idea?
Studying is just so pointless. It's literally just a waste of time.
Liam, it is just so we're clear, it is your job to study. I don't care.
Am I getting paid for it?
You're getting shelter, you're getting food, you're getting lodging, you're getting all kinds of stuff. And so you are going to have to work for that, and that is going to be your job.
Okay.
And what is your minimum grade for you, in order for you to be?
We did not agree
what's
on
what's on
this?
The board.
Actually, nothing. You erased it.
I did not erase it. It's definitely there.
The board says 90.
There you go.
I didn't agree.
Okay, so that is you heard it here, folks. And so that is Liam's passing grade.
Nope. Is Yaroslavsky's passing grade is 65.
No.
Just the Department of Education says.
65, you're going to be sleeping elsewhere. You're not going to be sleeping in this home.
All right.
To be continued, but these are the trials and tribulations of having Liam as entering freshman in tech.
Thank you guys very much, and we'll catch you in the next one.